Across Egypt, from the call to prayer sounding from the mosques to the sermons of Christian churches, religion permeates daily life. For most, it's a faith that must be never broken. A Pew Research survey finds nearly 90% of Egypt's Muslims believe those who leave Islam should be killed. These men, two former Muslims, two former Christians, are well aware of the dangers of atheism here. But they want to speak out, not against religion, but for their right to not have one. Ahmed Hussein, from a strict Salafi family, began to have religious doubts as a teen. He told others only in recent years.
My mother, of course, collapsed.
Hussein's sheikh sent him to a psychiatrist who said he was not insane, just an atheist. His sheikh rejected the diagnosis.
Sheikh Yasser insisted that I was sick with the sickness of doubt. He made that up, because the only alternative to that is to make me subject to death.
Hussein refers to religious rulings. The state doesn't criminalize atheism as such, but its law against insults to religion often amounts to the same thing. The jailing of online atheists led Ismail Muhammad to explore the subject. He knew little about atheism, but the arrest seemed to him unfair.
This was the start, the first spark for me to get to know not only atheism, but many other sciences.
For Milad Soliman and Ayman Nakhla, both former Christians, questions also led to exploration. The internet opened a new world, bringing together people, their exact numbers unknown, who thought they were alone. A few days after speaking with VOA, Ismail Muhammad went further, appearing on Egyptian television. He was pilloried by the host and call-in guests, but his very appearance was a breakthrough. Political analyst and longtime rights advocate Hisham Qasim.
That man, was a young man, was sitting there confidently making his case. I was sitting there amazed. I never thought I would see this in my lifetime.
But there are many hurdles still to overcome. Ayman Nakhla was among a group of atheists calling for the new draft constitution to be secular, a request rejected out of hand. Political sociologist Saeed Sadiq.
We need to have the separation of the state and the church, but it needs a lot of education, a lot of enlightenment, and I think it's happening.
These men are trying to help educate others on the universal right to freedom of thought and belief, even as their fellow atheists continue to be jailed. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.